Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out to the River Islands guest line we go for one of our favorites. She's the best, tapped into the league like nobody else on ESPN, Ramona Shelburne. Hey, Momo, what's going on?
How's it going, Mark?
We're doing pretty good. You know what we're sitting here talking about? After watching, well, the Warriors played the Heat last night, and there was, let me think, there was no Steph, there was no Jimmy, no Draymond, no Al, no Jonathan. So we're having just a healthy little conversation about how the league fixes this load management thing and how they can make this better for the current players, but we're taking away the answer, play fewer games, because obviously the owners and the play, they're never going to agree to less money. So what's your thought? How concerned is the league about this?
I think they're concerned because, you know, it's just not good for this to be a continuing storyline, but not even just like, oh, these guys sat out of the game and they're load managing, they're not available. I think it's just terrible for fans to constantly be feeling like they don't know who's going to play if they buy a ticket, and then for these guys to be getting hurt when they do play. You know, like the rash of the Achilles injuries last year was terrible. The knee injuries, like there's so many great stars in the league that are not even playing this year. I mean, these are just bad headlines to keep popping up. So I think they're concerned. It's not great for the product. I mean, look, they've already sold the rights to the TV rights, and they already got their new $1 billion deals. But it's about the health of the league, and they got to figure something out here.
Yeah, you need to have your top attractions doing top things more often. My idea, Ramona, and tell me if this is cockamamie or not, but I thought you could institute an NFL-style bye week where every team would have a week where you just didn't play, you didn't have to practice, you got to just chill.
I don't hate that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it kind of have that with the in-season tournament, right, where – you know, and then after All-Star break, you have like one of those bye weeks. But, you know, most of the people I talk to about this issue, they say it's really just about the style of the game right now. It's that guys are just running so much more. You can find all kinds of data on this. But the amount of wear and tear that players are putting on their body now, it's not just from coming up from their youth days and college and AAU and all that. It's in-game. Like, in-game, the way they play now is just a lot more taxing on the body. And you know, I don't know how you change that. I mean, I still think you got to come back to some sort of, you know, shortening of the season, et cetera. But that's not how the TV contracts are written, and that's not how the, you know, the player contracts are written. No one wants to give back money by not playing as many games. But somehow we've I think we got to end up there because it's just a style of play. I mean, I don't know. Didn't Adam Silver float something about saying that we have a shortened game? I think it's like a 40-minute game rather than a 40. Like, if it really is the style of the game, maybe making the game shorter would actually help.
Yeah, well, going from 48 minutes to 40, something like that.
Yeah.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, is with us. Look, we got all kinds of questions surrounding, obviously, the Draymond Green's comments in Oklahoma City last week, the Jonathan Kuminga injury and situation. But I would love to start with this. The Warriors have talked so much about the difficulty of their travel, their back-to-backs. They lead the league in back-to-backs, road games, different cities, and they've struggled a bit through all of that, but they're 9-8 as things now start to loosen up. What are your early impressions of how they look as a whole?
I think when they've been good, they've been much better than I expected them. And when they've been bad or not altogether present, they've been worse than we expected them, right? Like the highs are higher than we thought and the lows are lower. In other words, you know, I think 9-8 is about right for how they've played because they just haven't been all together. But I don't know. I didn't take anything from Draymond's comments after Oklahoma City. I felt like that was just him saying, let's get our act together, guys. And then they did have a very good response in San Antonio. What I feel like when I watch them is that I've been watching these guys go through similar troughs and hard spots in the season for so many years that I really don't worry about them. Like, I just feel like they'll figure it out. They've been through so much. And I also just got done watching the Dodgers go through their regular season where the bullpen was terrible. Like, the offense sucked for a while. They had a very underwhelming regular season based on how good they are and the talent, but they were there when it mattered at the end. And I think that's with an older roster, that's kind of what you got to do. I don't care that much about where they finish. I think it'd be better for them if they finished out of the play-in tournament, but as long as they're in the top six, which is a big ask, I don't think it matters that much as long as they're healthy and well going into the playoffs.
Yeah, healthy and well, and hopefully deep, and the depth can continue to improve. Mm-hmm. And I wonder about your impressions of Jonathan Kuminga early, because the first handful of games, It was, wow, he's awesome. And then the subsequent games was, oh boy, kind of last year all over again. What have you seen from afar with JK?
Yeah, I mean, I saw him in LA, and it was like everyone was going out of their way to kiss up to, you know, like basically say like how great he's been. And, you know, we had this little bromance here with, you know, both Draymond and Jimmy sort of claiming him, right? Of like, he's their young guy that they mentor. I mean, definitely with Jimmy, there's a real bond there. But the thing is, when things are going well, people talk about that. And when you get to be friends with Draymond and Jimmy Butler, they're going to also tell you when you're not doing the right things, right? Like, they're going to praise you when you're good, and they're going to let you know when you're not doing well. And I think, you know, part of the reason he was doing so well early is because he was doing all those little things, not turning the ball over, you know, making the right reads, making the extra pass, you know, everything he was doing defensively. There was, you know, I don't want to say he locked up Luka Doncic. The guy had 40-something points, but he played him well enough straight up that they didn't have to double him every time, which helped their defense in LA in that season opener. And so you see those flashes, but it's when he goes bad, it's usually the little things that all start snowballing on him.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. And that's why I think a lot of Warrior fans right now, I don't know, they've either got opinions or PTSD or whatever, because every time the Warriors aren't winning, immediately it feels like all things go to Kuminga. And I think what people are curious about now, does he feel that way? Your colleague Anthony Slater with a very big article today, right? I'm sure you did. And the one thing, after losing 5 of 7, here comes this quote from a team source. He feels like the scapegoat again. Is that your impression right now, that Jonathan feels like he gets the blame every time it goes wrong?
Yeah. I don't think anyone knows the Warriors better than Anthony Slater, right? And so, and I do think having covered them pretty deeply, like we know what we're going to get from Steph usually. Like, you know, there's good Draymond games and bad Draymond games, but generally speaking, at least defensively, you know what you're going to get from him. The up and down is usually, you know, fluctuating with the shot and how aggressive he is. Jimmy, it's just whether he's healthy or not, and hitting his outside shot, but he gets to the line so much is the pretty remarkable consistency. And so really the bellwether is Kuminga. You know, I mean, is it fair to him? I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like Pods has kind of had a down year, right? Like you could make him a scapegoat. You can, you know, there's been up and down with Moody. He had a great game the other night, but it's not there every single night. Like you could point at, you know, Jimmy's production or lack, you know, good Jimmy games, bad. But Kuminga is the lightning rod because he kind of made himself the lightning rod, right? That extended negotiation, and how public it was and how acrimonious it was. Like, that's what's going to happen now. Like, you became the story. So when things are good, people are going to write good things about you. When things are bad, it's going to be all your fault. Like, that's just kind of how it works sometimes.
And when he plays great, they have impressive wins like they did over Denver and like you saw in Los Angeles. Yeah. But in general, if he isn't great and they don't deal him, you use the phrase bellwether, will they only rise as high as JK's role play can take them?
I don't even know if I would go with that. I think they can still win. When we saw that last year, they sort of won in spite of him last year. And he had good games when Steph got hurt, but they were okay when he was either not playing that much or coming off the bench. He was, or even out of the rotation altogether, right? They were, I don't know the exact stat, but I know the stat from when Jimmy came over to the end. And some of those were JK games and some of those weren't, but they did okay without him last year. I think their ceiling is a lot higher with him when he's in the best version of himself, but I think their floor is pretty high either way.
Ramona, if my math is correct, we're 56 days away from what is being called JK Day. right? I know. I don't even love it, but yeah,
I came up with it.
Dibs kind of came up with it. So, can you handicap this for us right now? What you think the likelihood is in terms of trade or keep?
I mean, look, we know the teams that were interested in him as a free agent, so you should look at those same teams right now: the Kings, the Suns, right? I think there was some interest in the Miami Heat too. I forget. There's another couple of teams I'm forgetting right now of who the interested teams. Chicago, maybe, I think, was interested at one point. Kings lost seven in a row, and they just lost the bonus for a month. Could they be blowing it up fairly soon? I could see that, right? Like, Phoenix is playing pretty well, I don't know if they want to really shake things up that much, or if they have much of what the Warriors want. I think it really does come back to the same question you had over the summer, which was, if they get a trade that they like, will they do it? I don't know that either of those teams have what the Warriors like. Like, you've already seen what those lesser offers are, but maybe things change because the Kings have been so awful this year.
What do the Warriors like? What draw the player they want?
I think you definitely want more consistency in like that 4-5 role. You know, I mean, right now you have Horford, who's good, but he's playing every other night of a back-to-back, and he's a real system guy for them, but he's not gonna be a jump off the page. Like, you know, what's the ideal fit? A guy like Lauri Markkanen? I don't know.
Here we go again.
In him, you know, but like, if you could drop a player, that's who I would say. You know, that something in that vein. But there's, you know,
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
He makes a lot of money, and I don't know that Utah's trading him right now. So you have to look at the teams who are already interested, and you have to look at the teams who thought they were going to be good but aren't, right? So, you know, I don't know. Let's see how the market develops. I haven't gauged that market recently, so I'll be honest with you. And I've kind of been of the opinion that I sort of feel like he could stay. They don't have to trade him at the deadline, especially if he improves his value, if he plays as well as he has at the beginning of the year. But what's hard is as well when he plays well, you kind of don't want to trade him, right? You kind of want him to be on your team because you see the glimpses of it. And just remember, they I know people call it JK Day, et cetera. Like, it's a kind, you know, compared to the D'Angelo Russell thing. But the Warriors got a really good return for D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
They don't have to trade Kuminga. They're not, and they've shown you already, by the way they handled negotiations, that they're not going to trade him unless they get what they, you know, a good, what they deem to be a good value. Because they think he's really good. They don't want to just trade him just to trade him.
Yeah, especially having the team option for next year also. They could just wait till the offseason and do it then, or next year, the deadline, whatever. Are you surprised, Ramona, at the bottom-heavy nature of the Western Conference? I'm looking at the Clippers, who are woefully underachieving, and Dallas kind of stinks. I thought that there'd be more teams in the mix.
Oh, okay, hold on. I got to do something. I got to look at a stat that I saw earlier today. I got to look this up because it's so good I have to look it up, okay?
All right, I'm intrigued.
I'm in the stats too, Ramona.
Let's see if I can find it. Okay, let me see if I can find it while I'm on the phone with you. This will be fun. Okay.
This is live Ramona searching right now.
Whatsoever.
This is great. It's a live search. Stanford educated on the line.
All right, so somebody had it. Like the bottom eight teams, it was like basically the bottom eight teams in the Western Conference have lost, like, and I think it's like a combined.
Hey, could the Warriors get Zubats? Could that happen? We love Zubats up here.
Oh, I mean, I love Zubats down here in L.A. too. He's really good. I don't know why the Clippers would trade him. Why would they do that?
Because they stink. I'm looking at it like they're not good.
No,
it's not working.
He's young, and I don't know that you want to just get Kuminga for him. I think you want to keep him. Like, if the Warriors, the Clippers are old. The reason why they're not good right now is they're old and hurt, and they don't have any draft picks. And so, to me, you don't trade one of your young, valuable guys who's on a decent contract. You trade, you know,
you trade him for an even younger guy.
I think you keep him.
All right.
I don't think he's on the move.
I'm just over here spitballing.
One guy you stick with. You know, if you're rolling with James Harden and Zubac, you don't. That's the only thing they have right now that works offensively.
Right. No, I get it.
The only pick and roll action that they have that they can score with.
Well, just dreaming over here. That's all.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. We'll still call you again. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming on, Ramona, and thank you for live Googling.
You got it.
All right. There she goes. Guys. Yep. Thank you, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.